Presidents making decisions often get a decision memo. The staff will boil down an issue to a question, write it all down, and then the president says yes or no. Today, the United Nations offers a kind of decision memo to leaders around the world on how to address climate change. Here is the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres announcing the report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC.
The climate time bomb is ticking. But today's IPCC report is a how-to guide to defuse the climate time bomb. It is a survival guide for humanity.
Rebecca Hersher of NPR's Climate Desk is here. Hey there, Rebecca.
Hey.
So what's distinctive about this report?
Well, it is extremely short. It's only 36 pages long.
Okay.
And that's the point. You know, the idea is that it's really, really simple. So simple that world leaders might actually use it like a cheat sheet. So, for example, it says that global greenhouse gas emissions are not decreasing. It also lists a lot of the ways that climate change is affecting people's lives right now. So it's easy for world leaders to see that. So storms, heat waves, floods.
Sure.
And it points out that not everyone is affected equally. I heard from the person who helped lead the report, Dr. Ho-Sung Lee, and he was saying that people who live in the most vulnerable areas, they're were up to 15 times more likely to die in floods, droughts, and storms.
Wow.
And those vulnerable areas, you know, they include low-lying places, but also places where people are poor, so they're less protected against extreme weather.
Okay, so they state the problem in simple terms in this kind of decision memo, but the point of a decision memo is to decide. Does it also give options?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It really lays them out like a list. Here's Inger Andersen, the executive director of the UN Environment Program, kind of explaining that.
Renewable energy instead of fossil fuels, energy efficiency, green transport, green urban infrastructure, halting deforestation, ecosystem restoration, sustainable food systems, including reduced food loss and waste.
That's a lot of words, but it's a lot of options for reducing emissions. You can kind of think of this report as a menu. It lays out all those ways. And you know, what you can hear there is there are things that can already be done that are already happening, like renewable energy or changing the way we farm.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more theoretical ideas that haven't come to pass yet, like maybe figuring out how to suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. The idea is to give policymakers lots of options and lots of reliable information to make.
Okay, the president of some country says, okay, I got the menu, I'll have an Impossible Burger and a side of rainforest, please.
Exactly.
Something like that. Why is the UN doing this now?
Well, you know, this is really where the rubber hits the road, because we are at a crucial moment from the Paris Climate Agreement back in 2015. So that agreement, it kicked off current efforts to cut global climate pollution by reducing fossil fuel reliance. Later this year, world leaders will come together to discuss progress on those goals under the Paris Agreement. So this report is really like the shared scientific foundation for that meeting. It's super important.
NPR's Rebecca Hersher with NPR's Climate Desk on the short, concise memo from the United Nations on climate change. Thanks so much.
Thanks.